Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect, as we take a closer look at biodiversity and sustainability in County Clare. Today we visit Sleave Elva B&B, the first County Clare business to achieve certification with Sustainable Travel Ireland and the first B&B in the country to attain the prestigious Gold Level certification in sustainable tourism. Located in the Burren, close to the Wild Atlantic Way, Sleave Elva B&B provides a home-from-home experience and is run by husband and wife team Chris and Irene Clace. The pair started their new business in Clare in 2014.
Originally, we're from Belgium, actually, and we moved over to Ireland, I think, about 9 years ago in 2014. Main reason for that is because we wanted a change of life. We got pregnant in Belgium for our first son, and I wanted to be able to spend time with the family and all, and it wasn't possible in Belgium. And it wasn't possible to leave all the work behind and all that kind of stuff. So we said, okay, we might as well, we had a dream to come to Ireland once. So we said, okay, we might as well do it now and all. And then we decided, okay, let's take the chance, go for it and open something up in Ireland. And that's how we eventually ended up here in the Burren. We chose Sleave Elva because it's located in a very unique part of Ireland. Before we moved to Ireland, I visited Ireland for many years in a row. I've seen it all. And for some reason, like, the whole Burren area really caught my attention and all. And that's how we eventually ended up here in Sleave Elva.
Was it always in your mind that you would be as sustainable as possible, that your business would be as sustainable as possible?
No, it wasn't, actually. By moving to Ireland, basically, we came from a home in Belgium, which was a brand new home with all the newest innovations in there, which was well insulated, all that kind of stuff. And we came here to Sleave Elva, to the B&B, which was already run as a B&B. We came here in basically a very old house with only single glazed windows and all that kind of stuff. And immediately we realized the cost of running this business at that time. And that's when we start thinking about how we can improve things, because we have seen how it could be better than this. And that's why we started to go step by step to see which changes we could make, which would make it more viable to run the business in the beginning. Not necessarily because of it's more sustainable, because it was needed.
What have you done then? The solar panels stand out, the charging point for the car, all this stands out. So you're doing your bit for the environment. What have you done exactly?
So basically, when we started to realize all the things we were doing were all very good for sustainability and the environment and all, because everything was coming into the media much more, people's attention went to it much more. And then we said, okay, but we're doing already a lot of things. So eventually we were thinking, okay, we had changed all the lighting in the house to LED lighting. We changed the old radiators, which we provided them with thermostatic valves. So basically we took, they call it in the whole sustainability process, they call it start with the low hanging fruit, the easy things that doesn't cost you the world, basically. And then eventually we start saving quite a lot of money on all those small things. They all paid off after 1 year that they were installed. Basically they were paid off. And that's where we saved some money. And eventually we said, okay, now we can start looking at the bigger picture, at the bigger investments we could do. And then eventually the first thing that came up, of course, like, is reducing the electricity bills. And then we saw, okay, we have to do something like with solar panels, see what's possible there. And that's eventually when we said, okay, we have the money now, we invest into the solar panels, and basically that's the best investment we've done so far.
And what about your biogas? That's another important part of the business.
Yeah, that's a very recent one that we did. Like, we changed from the oil heating to the biogas heating, which basically almost eliminates our carbon footprint here. And in terms of running, you won't save money by going to the biogas compared to the oil, but you know you're doing something for the environment. You don't use a fossil fuels anymore, all that kind of stuff. So it's a much cleaner way to heat the business and all. The award for us is a big recognition of all the work we've done here. Basically, the main reason why we also started to aim and hopefully get the award in the first place was because we wanted to prove to other people, even other very big businesses who keep hiding about behind all those excuses of being sustainable costs a lot of money or we won't do it because of this. We wanted to prove them if even we as a small business with a very limited budget can do all, achieve all these things, that's what we wanted to do.
And you're the first and only B&B to achieve this award. That's a big deal.
It is. At first, we actually didn't realize it because we would have even been glad if we just had the certification. They have like several different levels of certification. You have the bronze and the silver and the gold. We never thought we would get the gold, but our aim was to get the silver at least. And now, like you said, we get the gold reward and it was amazing actually.
And so, are you advertising and selling your business as a sustainable business? And do people come to you specifically for that?
Now online we advertise the business as a sustainable business, and the people that book with us directly, they know upfront that we are a sustainable business. And then we also work with some trade agents online, and mostly not all the people there know that they will be coming in a sustainable business. But like the reactions of the people when they arrive here, they are so positive because immediately they see at the signage that we have around here, the solar panels. It's immediately an icebreaker for the people. They say, okay, you've got solar panels. And it gets us talking with the people. And then they realize, okay, you're doing a lot of effort regarding sustainability and the environment. And then you hear from people, they all appreciate what you do. And they all actually try to do their best to help out with it. Now, you always have some people that you can't do good for, or they don't want to do some effort, they don't see the whole use of it. You always have them, but they are very limited actually, so most people react very positively.
That was Chris Clace, who runs the Sleeve Elva B&B along with his wife Irene, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.